Where do you want to go?
Your house.
Four police looking for Frank Chambers, an inmate at Stinchfield Prison serving 18 years for murder.
I'd be grateful if you let me stay till nightfall.
Isn't it against the law to hide a fugitive?
If someone were to come by, it would need to look like I kidnapped you.
How do I know you won't hurt us? I'm stronger than you think.
I've never intentionally hurt anyone in my life.
What happened?
Just know that there's more to the story than you'll see in that paper there.
Okay, here's the deal. The fact that Labor Day was meant to be an award film, but was handled like a mutant child hidden in the basement, should be a warning sign. After seeing the film, I understand why this movie was kept hidden from most audiences before it was dumped into the January frame. The film stars Kate Winslet as a single mother in the late 80s who encounters an escaped convict who holds up in her home over the long Labor Day weekend. What could have easily turned horrible and violent morphs into a drippy love story in which the mother and son find a real man to better their lives. Sure, the actors are good, and director Jason Reitman knows how to put things together, but the story feels more like a Lifetime TV movie than a feature film. Painfully predictable and utilizing Nicholas Sparks' logic, Labor Day is simply a chore. Labor Day gets 2 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.